The Look by Reggie Oliver, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. 1. 3 weeks after I had arrived in Nairobi in January 1976, my father wrote to me. I took it to be a sign that he was reconciled to the fact that his only son had decided to join a theatre company in what he called the back of beyond. "It won't even advance your theatrical career," he had told me in England before I went, the emphasis implying that he had still not lost hope that another proper career might be pursued. But I was young enough to believe that adventure should take precedence over career considerations, and of course, I was right. In the last paragraph of his letter, he wrote, "I've just discovered that an old friend of mine lives in your present part of the world. His name is Jumbo Daventry. I believe his real Christian name is Hugh, but everyone has always called him Jumbo. And he was a POW with me on the railway in Burma. He was a good man then and a good friend, one of those who behaved well." My father almost never talked about his experiences as a prisoner of the Japanese in the war, but one of the few observations he would make on the subject was that